Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, what will 2026 bring in the world of technology? From the way we watch TV to a crackdown on dodgy boxes. From artificial intelligence and the price of our smartphones, there's a lot of major change that's coming. Well, Irish independent tech editor Adrian Weckler joins us now. Adrian, good evening.
Good evening.
Adrian, a lot of people might have sat down to watch the new season of The Traitors on the BBC last night, but that's quite rare these days, isn't it?
It is. If you try to think of what they call a water cooler moment, in other words, something that we all gathered around and talked about that day or the next day, it's very hard to think of many in 2025. You maybe have The Traitors and then maybe Troy Parrott's Goal, and then pretty much after that, it all becomes Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV. It's series like Pluribus or Severance or Stranger Things. So there's a shift that has been going on over the last few years where more and more of us are watching first streaming platforms like Netflix, like YouTube. YouTube is actually the most viewed thing on ordinary television sets in ordinary sitting rooms in Ireland now. So what's going to happen in 2026 is that that is going to increase because more of the money now is with the likes of Netflix, who are going to buy Warner Brothers, which includes platforms like HBO or TNT Sports. So you're going to start seeing more sport moving on to streaming platforms as well. So it's not a great message for the likes of BBC, Sky and RTE.
Yeah, they'll be under more pressure now to transition to streaming. What do you think that means then for people who use so-called TV dodgy boxes?
Well, it's going to put more pressure on people who use dodgy boxes, because if you consider that those broadcasters and networks are now under more pressure because of the streaming platforms, they are going to look to try and shore up their own business, and that means more crackdowns on dodgy boxes. Now, we've heard all that before over the last few years, but this year, 2026, we may see at least one major broadcaster, Sky, which tends to lead the dodgy box crackdown in Ireland. We may see that broadcaster try to get a coalition together to change the law in Ireland and maybe other countries as well, so that dodgy box users will be fined direct themselves administratively, like getting penalty points in the post. That has been introduced in Italy in the last 12 to 18 months. And now thousands of Italians are finding that when the dodgy box distributor gets raided by the police, their names come up on the system and they get fines in the post of several.
I think we have lost the line to Adrian Weckler there, the tech editor with the Irish Independent, but we'll just bring you some news there. I think we might have re-established the line there with Adrian. No, not at the moment. But we'll just go back to that news about the tragedy in Switzerland. The president of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, is calling it one of the worst tragedies that the country has ever experienced. And some of the victims are still to be identified. However, we do know that one of them was a teenage golfer from Italy. He's the first to be named by media, although not officially yet. And there are families of missing teenagers still facing an agonising wait there. Now, I'll just go back to Adrian Weckler. I think he's back on the line with us. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, I'm sorry about that.
No problem at all. We were talking about the dodgy boxes there, Adrian. I believe it's one in five Irish people use TV dodgy boxes. Is that right? Is that surprising?
That's correct. And that's a conservative figure. It's somewhere in the region of 20% of Irish households. And for those households, what they might need to fear in 2026 is that they themselves directly might be fined if broadcasters like Sky have their way, because they're going to try and get a change in the law to follow what Italy has done. which is a new system where you get fines in the post, like penalty points.
Okay. And now, Adrian, moving on to AI, artificial intelligence. Last year was a huge year for it. I think more and more people are using it every day. But the stock in AI companies is actually falling. Why is that?
The reason is because the market is starting to lose patience with these AI giants like OpenAI and even NVIDIA, which is still the most valuable company in the world. Most of the AI companies are not making money. In fact, they're borrowing money and their revenues are still quite small. So the market, it thinks there's a little bit of a bubble going on. It still has faith in these companies overall. So on one hand, you have this AI bubble that might burst. On the other hand, you have ordinary people like you and I who are starting to use ChatGPT and Google Gemini almost every day. So most of the figures show that most of us are starting to use things like ChatGPT instead of Google. And that's going to continue in 2026 for all sorts of reasons, both at work and out of work.
And Adrian, the popularity of AI, we're expecting that to impact the price of computers and smartphones that consumers would be looking for. Why is that happening?
The reason is because of a particular component called memory or RAM memory, which goes into laptops and also into things like iPhones and Android phones. What's happening is there's such a gold rush among AI data centers for this commodity that the makers of this memory, like Samsung or Micron, they are starting to allocate most of it to the AI data center clients and less to the phone makers and the computer makers. The net effect that is, you can expect that the next iPhone or the next Android smartphone phone might cost more than €1,000.
Okay, Adrian Weckler, tech editor with the Irish Independent. Thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.